Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm driving in my car again. You know, this morning I heard the Lord say, word on the go. You know what? I think I'm called, honestly, to prophesy in this season, like in my car driving. Like, this is how He wants to do it. Word on the go. Hallelujah. So Lord, I pray right now for a good word for you to just speak through me, fill my mouth. Lord, I'm just letting go. Man, I'm letting go. I just surrender. I surrender more daily. I surrender all of it to you, Holy Spirit. I just pray for your anointing, for your presence, for your love, for your power. I pray that you would fill this space, every person that's watching, whether they're in their car, their home, their workplace, wherever they are, Lord, I pray for your manifest presence to come upon them. You're there with them, but there's more. Lord, I pray for the more. Fill my car with your presence. I need you. I can't do this without you. I can't do anything without you. It's becoming increasingly apparent how much I cannot do without you. It says in your word, I can do nothing without you. And I'm really getting a revelation of that. I'm praying for more of that, God. I need your, just help. Help. That's the prayer. Help. Help. We love you. We just want you, Lord. We just want you, Lord. Let your will be done in every person's life that comes across this prophetic word. Lord, I pray that they would be pushed into your arms, God. I pray that they would be pushed by this prophetic word into the arms of Jesus Christ, into a relationship with you that's deeper and deeper and higher than they've ever known before. Lord, I thank you, God, for the more. Help. For your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. He wants me to say, I'm letting go. I'm letting go. And he's like, talk about it. Listen, my life is prophetic. I don't just prophesy. I don't just give prophetic words. Like, my life is prophetic. Things he has me do, it's prophetic as to the times and the seasons and for a specific group of people. Not everybody's called to me. You know, these words are not just, I don't know. Like, you need to pray to the Lord. Is this word for you? You need to judge the word. You need to test the spirit behind the word. The Holy Spirit in you should recognize and say, ding, 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 this is the Holy Spirit, or it's not. And so you have that ability because you have the Holy Spirit in you. It's the gift of discerning of spirits. Listen, you need to pray for that. The ability, you know what, to be like, do I keep this or do I drop this? Do I keep this and take this and receive it, or do I flush it? You don't have to take in every prophetic word that you hear. You need to be praying and asking the Lord, is this for me or not? Okay? Listen. But like I said, my life is prophetic. If you're a prophetic person, your life is prophetic too, probably. So, you know, like, my life indicates the times and the seasons of God and what God's doing. It's reflected in my life. And this is a season for me of a letting go. Letting go. It's like, how much more are we going to let go, Lord? And it's like, wow, you asked that question. And you're like, I think I've let go of everything. Oh, honey. Oh, honey. And he's just talking about people right now. Letting go of people. Good people. Family. Friends. Good people. Some good, some maybe not so good. I don't know. When it's like this lonely walk sometimes with the Lord, where I'm called to just walk with him. Called to walk with him. And you just look around and it's like, you can't really look around at what other people are doing. You can't look around about, you know, at other people's walks with the Lord, because If you start comparing yourself to everyone else and how they're doing it, if you start, you know, listening to other voices, it's gonna throw you off track. We need to be praying to the Lord, listen, who am I supposed to be listening to in this hour? Like, and I just heard it's me and you. It's me and you. It's the Lord and I. And it has to be this way, he says. It has to be this way. Listen, let this prophesy to you. I look around and, you know, it's like all this talk about community and we have to be in community. And oh my gosh, community is wonderful. Don't we all want to belong? Don't we all want to be a part of community? It's the body of Christ. Don't we all want to be a part of that? Don't we all want to like belong to a group, to a church? Don't we all want to fit in? Don't we all want to have that? People surrounding us, cheering us on, helping us, affirming us, you know? But there are some of you, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit right now, that are not called to that in this season. You're not called to that in this season. And if you look around, if you compare yourself, if you let other people tell you that you're doing it wrong, it is going to be harder than it has to be. He says, cut out all of the noises, cut out all of the distractions, and come away with him and be separate. Like, what does that mean? Come away and be separate. Like, separate is separate. Help me, Holy Spirit. Separate means separate. No attachments. We're letting go. I don't like letting go sometimes. I really don't. I want to hold on. I want to hold on to people. I want to hold on to friends. I want to have friends. I want to have friends. I've had to let go of so many people. And it's like I've kind of been in some, in a little bit of disobedience to the Lord because I was resisting that. I was not submitting to the Lord. There's been a couple of times, let me tell you, when I have not submitted to the Lord right away, and he's not disappointed with me. He's not disappointed with you. He knows what we need in order to let go. And it's like, wow, I really, you know, it says, resist the enemy, submit to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee. And so I had some pretty good warfare going on there for a couple days. And he was asking me for a while to let go of a certain individual. And I don't know, I was doubting. I wasn't submitting. I wasn't ready to surrender that and to let go. And so there was an open door. There was an open door. And it got pretty intense, and it was just like, what is going on? What is going on? And then, you know, he was like, he asked again, and then it was like, well, all right, I'm going to open my hand now and let go now because, I don't know, I just got pummeled by the enemy. I just got pummeled. I don't want that. I need to be in submission to the Lord, and when he asks me to do something, I just need to be obedient and do it. And he's not disappointed with me. He's definitely not disappointed with you. But, you know, these things can happen. And I'm just hearing the Holy Spirit saying relationships will derail you in this season. He's calling me out into the new. He's calling you out into the new. The pioneers, right? The forerunners. Walking in uncharted territories for the Lord. And people don't have a framework for the walk that God is calling you to. He says, I will bring people to you, but let me do it. Let me do it. People don't have a framework for what you're doing. It is so outside of the, like, what? Norm, you know, like, that's not what we do. What is that? That can't be God. That doesn't look like God. That's not how we do this thing, right? And so if we listen to popular culture in the Christian world, the popular culture of Christianity, there's so much doubt is going to come in. It's going to bring fear. It's not going to be good. And so God in his mercy is calling you to walk on a path untethered with him. So let go. Let him do it, you know. Let him do it. You hear his voice. Let him do it. You hear his voice. He just asked me right now to pray for clarity. So I just, for you, to hear him. So Lord, I pray right now for a clarity in everyone listening that they would hear your voice. So much, so just so clear. I just pray for such a clarity of your voice and how you speak to them. And he's like, what are the different ways I can speak to them? Listen, you can see images. You can see visions, mental pictures, you know. Your imagination is sanctified by the Lord. The Lord can use your imagination. You can see things in your mind's eye. You can see things. You know, if I asked you to close your eye and picture a field with a tree in it and a red barn with a white star on the side of the barn, you'd be able to picture that in your mind's eye with your eyes closed. And God can speak to you in that way, in the same way. You can see visions with your eyes open. You can have dreams. God can speak to you through your dreams, right? What else? God can give you a thought in your head. A thought can come in your head and you're like, what in the world was that? And it can be the Lord. You can hear, you know, with your spiritual ears, you can hear like a still small voice, like really slight, really faint. You have to press in. You really have to lean in, quiet yourself, and you can hear. It's a still small voice. You can hear an audible voice. I've heard that, I think, one time. And man, it's real. You can hear God. God can talk to you through your feelings, where you're literally feeling emotions. And they're not necessarily for you. They're not necessarily your emotions, but God can speak to you through emotions about what other people are going through, about how he feels about them. You can feel a sense of joy come upon you, a sense of overwhelming peace when you're talking to someone. You can feel even nervousness or anxiety, and it's not always yours. Sometimes God is really talking to you about the other person, and sometimes he's asking you to pray for them. You know, he can talk to you through your feelings, okay? And if you're super compassionate, if you've had a lot of trauma in your life, there's a good chance that you're a feeler, and you feel things. You feel atmospheres. You feel things. God can use that to speak to you, okay? You can have a knowing. Like, you just know something. You don't know how you know it. You just know it. It's not like you heard it, saw it, felt it. You just know it. You know, and like an impression. You have an impression of something, or you can call it a revelation, where God just drops something in your spirit, and it's just like, I don't know. Okay. God, yes, that can be God. Sometimes we think, people that are knowers, that's what I call them. I'm a knower. I just know things. I don't know. Sometimes I just know things. And people that are really strong knowers think it's just them, because it's so natural, and they just think it's them sometimes, and it's not always you. Okay, God can speak to you through the Bible. He can speak to you through Bible verses. He can bring a Bible verse to your mind, and or he can speak to you while you're reading scripture. He can speak to you a word about what you're reading that's really about your life right now, or someone else's life. there's so many ways the Lord can speak to us. You can see license plates and billboards. You can see signs while you're driving. Sometimes I'll see a sign and I'll think that it says something and it doesn't. It says something completely different, but that was the Lord, the Holy Spirit, doing that. You know, He's constantly talking to us. You can hear God through nature, through birds chirping, through a sunset, through He can talk to you through anything. He is not limited. He is God. Okay? And you hear Him. And so I just pray right now, Lord, I just pray for more. I pray You'd open up every one of their senses, even taste and smell. Pray that they'd be able to hear You through even taste and smell. And I pray that You would just open up their eyes to see how You are in everything, even music and secular music, how You can speak to them through the lyrics of a song, Holy Spirit, how You can speak to them through other people, through prophetic words, through people that don't even know that they're prophesying, through children. People could just say things to you and it's just like, whoa, the Holy Spirit's all over that. Like, what in the heck? This person didn't even know that God was speaking through them, because God can speak through a donkey. He can speak through anyone. He can speak through unbelievers. He can speak through anyone. Anyone. So, Lord, I just pray You would pour it out. Pour it out into them so that when You're asking them to do something, that they can just be confident and be obedient. Because that's why we hear God, is so that we can obey. That's why we hear God, so we can obey. It gives us the faith to be obedient. And so, Lord, I just pray right now that when You ask them to let go of people, of situations, of whatever it is, that they would have such a confidence, such a clarity in Your voice, and such a faith that they would be able to move forward without delay, without fear, that they would move forward in peace. Lord, I pray that they would just feel Your peace. And that they would not doubt. If you're called to this walk, it can feel like a lonely walk, but you are not alone. Your best friend is the Holy Spirit. He is your best friend. And you will get to know Him in a way that you never imagined possible. And you will be so thankful for this season. You will be so thankful for this season. And I'm just hearing Him say to stop there. So I'm going to stop there. But I bless you in the name of Jesus to just run for God. Just, He's worthy. He loves you. You're amazing. There's a high call on your life. Follow Him. He's leading you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.